Episode 3, Evil's Entrance.
Before we discover what went wrong on Earth, we need to understand some things about heaven. This other world, also called paradise, is a place of pure light, enchanting colors, thrilling music, satisfying talk, and unfolding mysteries. Heaven's simplest activities surpass Earth's greatest pleasures. Heaven is another dimension. Heaven is the King's home. The best attraction of this happy place is the King himself. Every corner of the celestial city is designed to reflect his majesty. The city was pure gold, as clear as glass. The most detailed description of heaven is recorded in the last book of Scripture, the Revelation. God gave the prophet John a look into heaven and told him to write down what he saw. "There before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. A rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne. They never stopped saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" Angel means messenger or servant. Angels are spirit beings. Like their creator, angels are invisible to man except when sent on missions where they need to be seen. The King of Heaven made angels before he made humans. In his book, he tells us that all the angels shouted for joy as they watched him create the world. God gave his angels the capacity to know, obey, praise, and serve him forever. The angels were not God's slaves. As with humans, God did not force them to submit to him. He wanted happy, willing servants. The scriptures tell of one high-ranking angel to whom God had given great intelligence, beauty, and power. If you know this angel's story, then you know where evil came from. Lucifer was one of God's chief angels. His name means shining one. The scriptures of the prophets describe Lucifer as the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Then Lucifer started looking at himself instead of on his great creator king. For the first time ever, a created thing became proud of itself, blinded by his own beauty and intelligence, and forgetting who had made him. Lucifer said in his heart, "I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." Lucifer wanted to be king. He wanted his will to be done instead of God's will. Sin had entered the universe. Lucifer convinced a third of the angels to join his rebellion. But God, who cannot tolerate sin, threw them out of his heavenly home. Lucifer's name was changed to Satan, meaning accuser. He is also called the devil, meaning deceiver. The evil angels are called demons. In a dark, secret place, God has prepared a prison for the devil and his demons. That place is called hell and the lake of fire. It is a place of eternal separation from God, a place where rebels will cause no more trouble. One day Satan and all his demons will be forever locked up in that prison, but they are not all there yet. So where did these evil spirits go after God threw them out? They moved into Earth's atmosphere. There, the devil organized his angels in ranks. If he could not rule in heaven, he would rule on earth. That is why the scripture calls Satan the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. The devil and his demons are invisible to us, but real. While we do not know what they look like, we do know their dark and evil purpose. They will use all sorts of trickery to get people to join their kingdom of darkness and doom. They will stop at nothing to destroy you. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Now let's get back to the story of our first parents. Adam and Eve's lives were filled with adventure and purpose. Each day was full of wonder as they explored their vast garden, cared for its creatures and plants, and sampled its foods. Each evening was even more wonderful as their creator-owner honored them with a personal visit. How they loved to walk and talk with him. The man and his wife were happy in their garden home. But Satan was not happy. He hated God, and he hated these two creatures who reflected the image of God. So the devil, who had failed to seize the kingdom of heaven, plotted to take over the kingdom of earth. If only he could get Adam, the head of the human race, to choose to break God's law. But he would not tempt Adam directly. One day, Eve heard a voice. It wasn't Adam. It wasn't God. It was a serpent. For Eve, a talking reptile was just another new discovery. She had no idea that God's enemy was using the serpent, nor did she know Satan wanted to use her to tempt Adam to break God's law. The serpent had waited patiently, his calculating eyes tracking the woman. Then, at the opportune moment, he hissed out to her, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Satan wanted Eve to doubt God's word. He also wanted her to think that God was keeping something good from her and her husband. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." What would Eve do? God had given Adam and Eve freedom to choose between doing His will or their own. The Lord knew what was best for these special creatures He had made in His own image. He wanted Adam and Eve to trust Him, even when they didn't understand the reasons behind His rule. Only God could foresee the terrible, far-reaching consequences of evil, which is why He had told Adam, "You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die." But now the serpent had told Eve, "You will not surely die." Who should Eve trust? Her creator or a creature? This is what happened. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. She ate it. He ate it. Eve ate the forbidden fruit because she was deceived by Satan's tricks. Adam ate it because he deliberately chose to go his own way instead of God's way. Instead of submitting to their holy and loving Creator, mankind had surrendered to the enemy. Our first parents had sinned. Adam was the appointed head of the human race. It was to him that God had given the command not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was not until Adam bit into the unlawful fruit that both he and his wife began to feel the dreadful effects of their choice. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Burning shame and heart-wrenching guilt flooded their souls. They felt unclean inside and out. Sin brought shame. Before Adam and Eve broke God's law, they were God-conscious and felt no shame. They were honored to be with their Creator, to reflect His image and to be His friends. But when they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they became self-conscious and ashamed. Shame replaced honor. They tried to cover their shame with fig leaves, but no amount of self-effort could fix their problem. They were helpless to get rid of the sin that had invaded their souls. They were helpless to restore the honor they had lost. It was afternoon. Soon, their holy and loving Creator would come for His evening visit. The thought of seeing Him sent shockwaves of terror racing through their bodies. But what would He say to them? What would they say to Him? Before they disobeyed God, Adam and Eve rejoiced to see their Creator friend each time He came to visit them. Now, they were afraid. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as He was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Like disobedient children who try to hide from their parents, Adam and Eve tried to hide from their Creator. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Why did Adam and Eve want to hide from God? Because they had sinned. Why did they blame others for their sin? Because they were ashamed. Adam and Eve no longer displayed the holy image of God. Instead of reflecting their Creator's holiness and love, they now reflected the devil's rebellion and pride. The first couple had become like a branch broken off a living tree. Their sin had broken off their relationship with the King of the universe. Spiritually, they were dead. Their sin had separated them from the source of eternal life. Physically, they were still alive, but the process of growing old had begun. Death's power had invaded their bodies. And what was the cause of all this death and destruction? Sin.